Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's time now to go beyond the headlines. And for the next 2 hours, go where every sports fan wants to go. Behind the scenes and into the practice facilities, locker rooms, coaches' offices, and press boxes to get the info before anyone else. This is the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah, I call it interesting, not good.
Jesse Tapia in for James Hamm. James is down at Golden 1 Center. He was at Monty McNair's presser, throwing fastball.
Yeah, James just got done throwing stuff on the grill.
Honestly, if you weren't with us at youtube.com/ESPN1320 and missed the presser, we're going to play some of the highlights here. I did not include the questions, but overall, before we get to the Monty McNair of it all, really, really great job by the Kings Media Corps asking all the right questions.
Yeah, they didn't hold back. Would have liked the press conference to be a little bit longer, because I feel like maybe there was a few more questions to be asked, but they came with it today.
Yeah, I was fully expecting one softball in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if the Kings were like, hey, PR intern, go in the press conference and just ask us an easy question. But all of them, for the most part, were the right questions. What happened with Mike Brown? Why did you trade De'Aaron Fox? Why did you trade De'Aaron Fox for what you did?
Why did you not have a press conference after you fired Mike Brown? And why did you let all the heat fall on your franchise player?
So that was James Hamm's first question.
That's the wait on that answer, too.
And here's what Monty McNair had to say. Again, this is the first question of his press conference, which was this morning at 9:30 a.m. Here was his answer when asked, hey, you fired the coach, and McNair did not mince words. He was asked by Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee, hey, can you definitively say whose call it was to fire Mike Brown? And he went, yeah, mine. Full stop. So, all right, it was Monty McNair's call. We're taking that at face value. Seems like he should have come out and said something when Mike Brown got fired in December.
You would think so. I mean, Nico Harrison just came out after they traded their franchise player.
And maybe that's why Monty didn't want to come out, because Nico Harrison set himself on fire. But
sometimes you got to set yourself on fire, pal.
So here's what Monty McNair said when asked by our very own James Hamm. Hey, why the hell didn't you address the media after firing your head coach and you made De'Aaron Fox do it?
Yeah, so, I'd say at the time, obviously, we were struggling as a team. Mike's done some incredible things for this organization. And, we all saw what he did the past 2+ years for us. So, I have nothing bad to say about Mike. I don't want to come up here and do that. I respect everything he's done. At the same time, we're trying to turn our season around. We're a month out from the trade deadline, and we've got to figure out now with an interim coach how we're going to go turn this thing around. That was the primary focus. I knew I'd come up here and speak to you guys at some point, but that was, it was all hands on deck for that. And so far we've gotten ourselves back into the mix. So, I think we obviously have some more work to do there.
So why didn't you have the press conference, Monty?
Right. You couldn't.
Like, yeah.
He was so neck deep in work doing nothing.
Well, it's almost too like that.
You couldn't take 10 minutes to answer a couple of questions. And I knew I'd talk to you guys eventually.
That answer felt like it was ready for a question that wasn't asked right there. Like, that's not what we were at. We didn't ask you to talk bad about Mike Brown. Literally, James Hamm basically asked you, like, why didn't you hold a press conference and why did you let your franchise player catch the heat?
Yeah, like, everyone kind of understands why Mike Brown had to go.
Yeah, like, that's not the issue here, Monty. Like, that's not what was asked.
No, right. And so for him to say, well, we were a month out from the trade deadline and we're focused on improving the team. Like, yeah, no, understood. But do you understand that while you were doing that, every fan, every media person was like, hey, this is weird.
You can do both, by the way.
1,000%.
You can do both. Like I keep bringing it back to Nico Harrison. He did the Luka thing, and then there's reports, oh, yeah, the Mavs are still working. You can clearly do both.
At your next home game, or the day before your next home game, or whatever, next shoot around, go, hey, I'm holding the presser, half an hour before shoot around when people are going to be here, ask away. But to me, it reeks of didn't have a great answer at the time. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? Cohesion with, hey, this is something that everybody wanted to do. We feel not good about firing a person, but we feel that this is the right direction for the team. Because if that's really what you think, you would have come out and said it. You would have held a press conference in December when Mike Brown got fired. December 28th or whatever it was. 27th, 26th, whenever it was.
Around there.
You would have come out and said, hey, yeah, this happened. We wish all the best to Mike, but we feel that our team needs to go a different direction right now. We're a month out. You can say all that stuff. You can say we're a month out from the trade deadline. Everything that we're doing right now is focused on turning this team around. We want to make sure we're doing all the right things to be moving toward our goal of winning a championship. You can say all of that, and you will at least have given something to media, to fans, instead of having, because that's ultimately what it's for. Like, we do this for you, the viewer and the listener. James goes down to those press conferences, not for James, but to get information for you. And if you don't want it, if you don't care, fine. But a lot of people do. And to not come out and force the media to go, okay, well, hey, let's see. Let's connect some dots. Not just media, fans too. De'Aaron had that bad foul against the Pistons. Mike Brown called out De'Aaron Fox pretty clearly after the game. Fox is pretty upset after the game. Mike Brown fired the next day. Ergo, De'Aaron Fox got Mike Brown fired. You had no answers for that? You did not stand in front of your player?
Well, they've had three winning seasons, Kyle.
Okay, let's get to that. Monty McNair, thrilled with the job he's doing.
Yeah, bang up job. Let's all just clap
from
it up.
From where we started to where we are, you know, I think we're, you know, we've had a lot of success. You know, we're in our third straight winning season, you know, after whatever it was, 15, 16 without. At the same time, yeah, we haven't won enough for our expectations. And ultimately that all falls on me. And so, you know, I'm tasked with getting us to the playoffs, and that's what I keep trying to do. Up to you guys. How good that's been.
It's a thumbs down so far.
Yeah, let me check the standings real quick.
He said that we're on our way to a third winning season.
Yeah, you're a game above 500, pal.
Do you know what they were after 49 games last year?
What, Kyle?
29-20. They're 25-24 this year. They were 29-20 last year. Beam Team won the 22-23 season. They were 28-21.
And don't be throwing around the 16-year drought like that's your barometer. Right. Like, that has nothing to do with you.
Right. This is not, frankly, last year. The 22-23 season was spectacular. Nothing will ever take that season away. That was awesome. But at some point, just making the playoffs, just being in contention, just finishing above 500...
That doesn't
play. That if Domantas Sabonis is 22 and if De'Aaron Fox was 23 and DeMar DeRozan was 28, okay, cool. Let's talk about, you know, finishing above 500 and the path forward. But like, bro, you've got star players in the middle of their primes right now, and you just traded one of them.
You're MSP in the chat. Up your standards, like
that's
it. You broke the drought 2 years ago. Great. Like, what have we done since here?
That's it.
Like, is that, oh, we broke the drought. Hey, like, remember what the Kings used to be? It's not as bad as it used to be. So, hey, it's not, like, it's pretty good. Like, that's not going to work.
I wondered that last year. Would just being in the mix be okay for people? And I think people before the year kind of went, yeah, like, would way rather just be in the mix than be irrelevant. But then you don't make the playoffs. And then you have a nice little play-in win. And then you get beat for a sixth time by the New Orleans Pelicans. And you don't make the playoffs. And now you're on track again to not make the playoffs.
That's just so frustrating. The fact that he's like, yeah, I've had three winning seasons. Bro, you didn't even make the playoffs last year. Who gives a damn that you finished over 500? You didn't meet the standard of the West to make the playoffs.
That's it.
You're a bad team for all I care. Like, you didn't make the playoffs. Who cares that you were above 500?
At some point, I went on Matt George's podcast before the year and tried to convey this point. And I don't think I did a very good job. But salute to Monty for helping me articulate the point. I was like, at some point, the expectations for the Kings have to go from Sacramento expectations to NBA expectations. That is, Sacramento expectations used to be, oh my God, just get to the playoffs. I don't care if you're the 10 seed and have to play your way in and you get swept in the first round, just go to the damn playoffs. And they did that in 22-23. If De'Aaron Fox is healthy, they probably go to the second round. As a Lakers team they matched up well with, maybe they go to the conference finals and everything's different.
Maybe.
But they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Then last year, they took a step backwards. We can argue all day about how big of a step backwards it was, but they won two fewer games, and then they missed the playoffs. And keep in mind, real quick, while Monty McNair is touting his above 500 record, you and I were talking about this the other day. 48 wins in the 22-23 season. They won 48 games. That was a phenomenal year. Like I said, I'm not trying to... This is within the scope of Monty McNair being proud of his accomplishments. 48 wins would have gotten you the 8 seed last year. They were the number 3 seed and in the playoffs... Thanks to a weird year in the West.
Well, it's just all...
There's a very real timeline where they don't make the playoffs with 48 wins in the 22-23 season two.
And, like, let's just go, you did make the playoffs or whatever. You were the third seed, okay? Sure. You got bounced in the first round, and you acted like you won the title, not even making any improvements coming off of that year.
That's it.
The only team who should not be making moves after their season is the team that wins the title. And I don't even necessarily believe that because I think you should always try to improve.
Yeah.
You ran it back like, oh, wow, we did. You lost in the first round. You won 3 games in the playoffs. Wow.
I have defended the decision to quote unquote run it back in the 23-24 year in the offseason. You had Chris Duarte. I even saw the vision with Chris Duarte. Like, man, okay, defense first guy, he can knock down a 3. Okay, I kind of like this idea. It didn't work out. But last trade deadline, you have to do something. This offseason, you have to do something. You finally make a move. And it's to trade De'Aaron Fox?
And that's the thing. You do something so you don't have to trade De'Aaron Fox.
Right.
So you don't have to fire Mike Brown. You get ahead of this so we don't get to the end of it.
Right. Right. That is why when he goes, it's up to you guys to decide how I'm doing. Like, poorly. This isn't good.
And cut the sass, bro. Like, what are we doing right now?
Yeah.
Like, with these short, like this isn't like, oh, why has everyone attacked me? Like, no, you're the 8th seed right now. You fired your head coach. You traded your franchise player. Like, things are not good here. Things are not going good.
Maybe he's supremely confident that they have another move coming. And maybe he's supremely confident that Zach LaVine is going to take this team to heights that De'Aaron Fox was never going to. I don't think that's the case. But maybe that's the standpoint he's operating from. And maybe he thinks that they're going to be a top 5 seed in the West this year. And they're going to go to the playoffs. And they're going to make noise. He's going to save his job. And everybody's going to be like, oh my God, Monty's amazing. And I'll be, you know what, if this all works and there's another couple of moves, he's got a couple other moves up his sleeve and they walk away from this season with a playoff series win under their belt, maybe two, and you feel optimistic about them going into next year, salute. I will stand here. I will set up a one-on-one with Monty McNair to apologize to his face. I don't know if the Kings would give it to me, but I would try. But from where we sit right now on February 5th, this is going badly, and I don't understand how you can sit there and think that, I mean, he said we haven't had the success that we wanted. Like, no, not even. You've gone backwards.
Yeah, that's the thing. You've gone backwards each year.
It's not like, hey, they lost in 7 in the 22-23 season, and then, you know what, last year, De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis got hurt, and, man, they just couldn't. I know Malik Monk got hurt, but still, that season wasn't going well even before the Malik Monk injury. And then this year, you're a game above 500 in a spot where you've been 7 and 9 games above 500 the last 2 years. So I don't understand how he's viewing this. And maybe it's just a public face. But to sit there and act as though he's done some amazing thing for Sacramento just because he's gotten them above 500 the last 3 years. Like, at some point he talks about, we had high expectations. Like, yeah, you had high expectations last year too, and you didn't meet them. And now you're falling even shorter of expectations this year.
My takeaway from this presser too, and this is all just opinion right here. I could be wrong or whatever, but I think Monty thinks is, it came off to me like this roster is fine. And like Mike Brown and De'Aaron Fox, like they just, not putting on De'Aaron Fox, but just the roster is fine. Like they just couldn't get the most out of it.
Yeah.
I don't think he sees it as there's so many holes here or whatever. That's just how it came off to me.
Yeah, because he got asked directly, and I did not have time to cut, but he got asked directly, like, about adding pieces and making moves. And to me, that's a point where you go, we always want to improve the roster. We know where the shortcomings are. We know if we want to become a championship team, there are certain things we have to do. We're going to work to do those things. He just, I'm with you. He sounded mostly indifferent. Like, eh.
Yeah, like, I don't think the moves come, like, before the deadline. I think this is what it is.
Yeah, and maybe I guess Sean Cunningham said on the Kings Beat podcast that they have a move locked in, and he believes they're going to make two moves.
That's fine,
but like, I'll believe it when I see it.
Told your players you had to move for John Collins too.
Right. That's where I'm not believing anything from this front office until Shams tweets it.
Whoever the player's trade is literally playing gets minutes in the game for the Kings. That's when we'll believe it.
Right. Yeah, Zach LaVine took photos in his King stuff. De'Aaron Fox took photos in his Spurs stuff. All right.
Whatever.
All right.
Get on the court.
Zach LaVine set to make his debut tonight. We will talk plenty about that. We've got more from the Monty McNair press conference. James Hamm will be joining us here in a bit. He's making his way up from Golden One Center now. So we'll dive into all of that right here on ESPN 1320. Salute everybody listening on the radio. Thanks everybody watching on YouTube at youtube.com/ESPN1320. Everybody in the chatty house, we appreciate y'all as well. We got to step aside for a quick second. We'll be right back with more Kings on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. No. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
No James Hamm at the moment. He is on his way up from Golden One Center. He was attending Monty McNair's press conference. Jesse Tapia in for James Hamm. Monty McNair spoke with media this morning for the first time since the draft, I think.
Might be right. No, well, no, I talked to Mark Jones.
He had a press conference. Had an
open, press conference, yeah. We'll talk press conference,
had
yeah.
Had a press conference for, I think, the first time since the draft.
Yeah, we'll call it that, yeah.
And it wasn't, we were talking at the break, and if you want to hear what goes on during the breaks, check us out at youtube.com/ESPN1320. Also, if anybody wants to join the program, 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320 is the Elk Grove Kia talk line. We would love to hear from you and get your reactions to what Monty McNair had to say today. Also want to remind you that, we are 9 days out from Valentine's Day, which means love is in the air, and ESPN 1320 is excited to give you a chance to celebrate all kinds of love this Valentine's Day with Strelitzia Flowers. You have a chance to win 12 long-stem roses with delivery courtesy of Strelitzia Flowers. To enter, all you have to do is listen to the Insiders with James Hamm and myself for the code word and enter it on the contest page at ESPN1320.com. We'll have that code word coming up for you in the second hour of the program. You can also visit StrelitziaFlowerCompany.com and use code RADIO224 for $10 off. Strelitzia is spelled STRELITZIA. STRELITZIA. There's also a convenient button for you on ESPN1320.com that'll redirect you right to their website. Shout out to Strelitzia Flower Company. We'll have that code for you for 12 long-stem roses with delivery. We'll have the code word for you in a bit. So we're talking at the break about some of Monty McNair's responses here. Not necessarily the content of the response, but just kind of the circumstances surrounding it. And I will say this. While it didn't feel like McNair, I don't want to say blindsided, but he was like surprised, like, wow, really getting asked about this, was a little bit kind of the vibe I got. But on the same, on the other hand, and I'll provide him this benefit of the doubt, he also can't just get up there and say everything he knows about everything. He can't say, yeah, size and athleticism, yeah, we're working on Cam Johnson. We're actually trying to spin a deal right now to get John Collins in here as well. So we're trying to make that work. We've got De'Aaron wasn't going to come back. He told us 2 years ago he wasn't going to come back. So that's why I didn't have a press conference. We wanted to throw him under the bus. And Mike Brown, he just lost the locker room, man. Like, he's just not going to come out and say everything he thinks.
Well, there's that, but it's also the off energy with the answer with, like, yeah, we've had three straight winning seasons. Like,
no doubt.
Like, you
no
think
doubt.
You think that's good? Like, we don't even know if this one's going to finish as a winning season right here.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the whole, like, as if it comes off as if, like, we're crazy for thinking, like, there's issues here.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, to me, like, that was off to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree. But I also think that, in fact, here, I think some of what is coloring his responses is what you're saying. Like, they're of the mind that they got a really great deal for De'Aaron Fox. And we'll get to some of his answers on that. But before we do that, I want to hit the Elk Grove Kia talk line, 916-909-1320. Hey, if you can hear me right now, your name is Don, and welcome to the Insiders. Hello, Don.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, I'm just wondering, like, why is it such a big deal to do a press conference? Is it just because you guys want to hear it? Or what could he possibly say that you'd be like, oh, you killed it?
It's not about what he'll say. It's about taking the heat off of your franchise player.
Yeah, that's it. And that's what people wanted answers for. Why did Mike Brown get fired? And that's not a Sacramento thing. That is a that's what happens in sports thing.
Uh-huh.
And the issue is exactly what Jesse just said. They made De'Aaron Fox answer all the questions. They let De'Aaron Fox take the heat for Mike Brown getting fired.
Yeah, people keep getting caught up like, oh, well, what would Monty say that would make you... It's not about making us feel better. It's about taking the heat off of your franchise player like any other normal franchise does.
And what he could have done today is, honestly, I didn't have a huge problem with his answers about Mike Brown getting let go.
Yeah.
I didn't have a huge issue with that. What I had an issue with was the it feels like there's a lack of accountability. There's a lack of, well, we're sitting here every day with you guys, the fans. This is not just a isolated to ESPN 1320 thing. This isn't us in a group chat with our friends who are in the media or whatever complaining about this. Like, this is stuff that we talk about with you guys.
Yeah, I don't go to the press conferences.
Right.
Like, I don't ask him questions. I don't care. Like, I don't ask questions. Like, that's not what it is.
Right. It's the fact that we sit here every day and talk about all the problems with this team, and then when Monty McNair comes out and talks about it, the urgency did not feel the same. And that to me was the issue.
Good organizations show accountability.
Yeah.
And the Kings didn't that time.
Yeah. And there's,
frankly, have it over time.
Yeah, there was nothing he was going to say that was going to make, like, oh, wow, okay, you know what? Hey, you know what? Love the Fox trade now. That was great. Or love Mike Brown being fired now. That was great. That's not...
You make people feel better with the whole, oh, Doug Christie's 11-6 now. That's how you make people feel better. It's not necessarily with the answers right there, but the results after, okay? Mm-hmm. All everyone's asking for right here is just show some accountability.
Yeah, that's all. Here's what he had to say about trading De'Aaron Fox.
On De'Aaron, you know, I think incredible player. At the same time, we've offered multiple extensions. That's been public. And, you know, in addition to public and private conversations that happened before that decision on the coaching change. So, you know, I think you'd all speak more on that. But, you know, for us, it became clear that there was no pathway there for a long-term agreement. And so that's also why we're here today.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
When he says there was a clear it was clear there was no pathway toward a long-term agreement.
According to them, De'Aaron Fox was not coming back.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is kind of where that's what the reporting indicated as well, from Damian and James and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
The issue I have, and I will continue to have, is the reason that became untenable is because they didn't do enough to improve their team to put De'Aaron Fox in a position to be an All-Pro or All-NBA guy. Because being All-NBA, there's a level of like team success that comes with that, especially at guard, especially in the West, where you're just competing with guys who are penciled in as an All-NBA guy just on day one, as long as they play 65 games.
Yeah.
So I get that a little bit. But it's going to be interesting to see moving forward how this gets framed, because to me at first it looked like, man, the Kings just kind of kicked him out when he wanted to stay. And now it's looking more and more based on reporting, based on what Monty just said, that the situation was no longer tenable.
Reading everything,
that's not going to be in Sacramento.
And put out there, the way I see it is that, like, yeah, Fox wanted, like, you, like, Fox had reached his end with the Kings just because, like, yeah, like, he was ready to go. But also, like, I wonder, like it goes back to the Kings letting it get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't make the moves to keep him here.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, of course, like, probably at this point, yeah, he wants out, I'd assume.
He expanded on, later on, he was asked by Sam Amick, and this was, I think, my biggest problem with the trade is it didn't feel like they got enough. And you could have kicked the can down the road and done this in the summer. So Sam Amick asked him about that, and here's what Monty McNair had to say.
I mean, really, I think any time, a player of that caliber, you know, you get closer to the end of the contract. We've offered extensions, as we talked about. Anytime there's a transaction window, you know, we revisit, like, you know, how do we handle this? And I think at this point with, you know, a year and a half left, we decided, with the public and private indications we were getting, that this was the time to at least explore the market. At the same time, I think we got, a return we're excited about. And so that's why we pulled the trigger.
Yeah, that's kind of something that we've been saying a lot, is this, that we can sit here and go, yeah, they should have gotten more. But if Zach LaVine was the goal, if they looked at the landscape and said Zach LaVine is our best option to continue competing with Domantas Sabonis and with Malik Monk and with this current group of players, we have to get Zach LaVine. And you know that there are teams. Golden State was heavily in pursuit of Zach LaVine. And if you go, if we wait till the summer, he's probably not on the table, and we might not get a better player than that, so we'll just do this now. I get it.
Yeah, I think waiting till the offseason to get more is a nice idea, but frankly, like, that's not concrete.
Yeah, and it's something that Kenny kind of continues to say is, look at what they look like on Saturday against OKC with this De'Aaron Fox stuff hanging over them. It's not going to get better.
Yeah, I think if you would have played the rest of the season with Fox, like, I don't think this team would have made the playoffs. Like, it would have got bad, I feel like. Yeah, you could make a move in the offseason, but you're kind of just throwing away the rest of this season for it.
Yeah. So, and again, so here's what we had the caller earlier that said, hey, why do you guys care so much about him having a press conference? For this, because this clears up, okay, like, I am understanding the De'Aaron Fox trade more. Is it the best move in the history of the NBA? No, I don't think so. Do I think that the Kings are going to win a championship because of this move? No, not necessarily. But hearing from the GM on why they did this, oh, okay, cool. That gives us something to work with. Thank you. We never heard from him about Mike Brown. That's why when the caller earlier said, what's the big deal with having a press conference? What, so you guys can get answers? Like, no. So, well, yes, so we can get answers, but so fans can have answers, and we can continue this discussion with all the information.
Yeah.
So we're not just guessing and going, wow, okay, let's see. So Mike Brown was mad at De'Aaron Fox, and then De'Aaron Fox was upset, and then Mike Brown got fired. De'Aaron Fox got Mike Brown fired. Holy smokes. And that's what they allowed us to do. That's what they and us, the royal us. Fans in Sacramento, outside of Sacramento, media inside of Sacramento, outside of Sacramento, whatever. That's what they allowed to happen. But by coming out now, right after the trade deadline, and having this press conference, okay, cool, we got answers. May not love the answers, but at least we got them.
Yes. And like, that's all just part of it too, is holding the accountability so it doesn't get out there, so your star player doesn't have to answer for it.
That's it. 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. Don, you're on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Don.
Hey, this is Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, can I get my Vucevic jersey now? Are we going to get Vucevic? Because he was not in that trade with the Wizards, do you think?
Good question. Thanks.
I would hold off on the Vucevic jersey, Jason.
I wouldn't buy a Vucevic jersey.
I don't think I would ever buy a Vucevic jersey in my life, no matter the team he was playing on, because he's probably going to be on a different one 2 years from then.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
James Hamm is in the building. James Hamm, who made the trek up from Golden 1 Center, is here. James, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm wondering if you meant Valanciunas and not Vucevic. Either
no,
way.
No, because Valanciunas got traded.
Officially?
I believe so.
On my way here?
Last night?
Don't.
No, there was talk that he might get traded for Nurkic, but I don't think that deal has gone down. No.
Oh, okay.
Either way, I wouldn't get a Valanciunas jersey either.
Anybody with a V last name is out.
Yeah.
Lavine, just under the wire. Just under the wire. So you were down there. You were throwing fastballs. Salute to you and Kings Media for asking the right questions. Thoughts on Monty McNair's presser?
I thought it was like slightly combative.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Like I definitely, you know, the fact that he knew he was going to have to stand there and take these questions now is why they had a press conference this morning. So when we get to Zach LaVine in like an hour and a half,
mm-hmm.
That you kind of get like a fresh slate. And so I, to be honest with you, I agree with what they did today. Like put him out there now, mm-hmm. and then come back later. Like for those of you who don't understand why we would want to have a press conference, why you do this, you know, whatever it is that just happened today, it's very specific. It's about accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody has to be accountable for what happened.
That's it.
Why a franchise just spent $25 million on a head coach that doesn't coach for them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And people go, well, why does that matter? It's not your money. It's like, well, as a fan out there, it should matter to you because that's your money.
Mm-hmm.
That's your money that's being spent. Yeah. You can say, well, I don't know if it's directly. Hey, it all goes in the same bank account.
1,000%.
So it's your money that's being spent. And as a member of the media, it's our job to hold people accountable and to ask tough questions of people who make decisions like this.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And if you don't care, then that's cool. That's how that. I'm not going to tell anybody how to fan. I'm not going to tell anybody what to care or not care about. But yeah. Our caller earlier, and I didn't get her name. That's my bad.
Her name was Dawn.
Dawn?
Yeah.
Dawn, Dawn. our caller earlier, Dawn. We have a Dawn in the chatty house, too. the question was, like, why do you guys care so much? Is this for your satisfaction? It's like, no. It's like people like James who cover the team on a daily basis, their job is to get answers to what happened. That's the thing. That's what sports media is.
Yeah.
I
totally agree. And I know there's somebody who keeps yelling at me in the chat here. God's love be with you.
Shout out.
God's love be with you. That it's me who shamed the organization into making extending a head coach.
Everybody knows that.
I shamed them into extending him. No, you had a coach who won the coach of the year and led you to the first playoff appearance you've had in 16 seasons. And then the next season, he won 46 games, and you should have been in the playoffs, but you lost a bunch of games because you missed free throws, mm-hmm. and then you had some injuries late in the season and didn't have the depth to get through. Like, the reason Mike Brown had to be extended last summer was very specific, because the Kings, as opposed to every other head coach that they've offered a contract to, mm-hmm. they always give a four-year deal. Every NBA coach, almost every NBA coach, gets a four-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Brown did not get a four-year contract. He got a three-year contract with a mutual option for a fourth year. That's it. So if you're going to go into last season with a lame duck coach, that would have been a massive distraction, and everyone knew it. And the fact that when you signed him to a contract, that Monty Williams went out and signed this ridiculous contract right afterwards mm-hmm. that jumped the pay scale for NBA coaches from $5 to $9 million a year to $15 to $20 million a year. That's on you.
Yep.
You gave him an out in the contract.
Yep.
And it's the reason he got an out in the contract is because the Kings wanted a team option for the fourth year, and he said, okay, how about a mutual option? Mm-hmm. And they said, okay, fine, we'll do a mutual option. Well, when he won, like no one else did in 16 years, mm-hmm. every other coach loses and gets fired. He wins. He deserves a pay raise. He deserves an extension mm-hmm. to be there longer. And that's not me shaming anyone. That's just logic. And if you don't agree with that, I don't know what to tell you. It's crazy that you would think that that isn't part of this, that you don't extend a coach
yeah.
who's walking into the final year of his contract. It wasn't me who said it, but Sean Cunningham kept saying it on the Kingspeed podcast. If you're not going to extend him, then you might as well just fire him.
Yeah,
because that's going to be a distraction from day one.
Yep.
And that's it. That's the way it works.
And this is also why we wanted a press conference in December so we didn't have to talk about it in February. Like, now it seems like we're rehashing old stuff. But we finally got an answer from Monty McNair today, so now we can discuss it.
How do you think they view their progress? Because Monty dropped an answer earlier about they had three straight winning seasons, broke the 16-year drought, and all that.
They're honest. I mean, like, he did not like the late question that I asked. I could tell, like, mm-hmm. he very specifically
Dude,
said
he
that,
went, James.
Yeah. In the same way that I said, Damien.
Oh, yeah.
The other day.
Yeah.
In the same exact way. Like, that. Like, it's an honest question. It wasn't outlandish. It wasn't outside of the realm of what you need to answer for. Mm-hmm. Like, you won Executive of the Year. Have you done enough in the last 2 years to support De'Aaron Fox, to support Mike Brown, and to show that you're going to support Zach LaVine moving forward? Because Zach LaVine is in the same exact situation that De'Aaron Fox is in.
And you're asking that because the 3,700 people watching this have the exact same damn question.
That's right.
It's not There's I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on the why did they have the presser thing. It's like, that's why, because that's the question. That's what we're going to talk about moving forward. That's when we talk about the trade deadline in 25 hours or so. It's like, hey, are they going to do anything to address those concerns, which have been concerns for 3 years? And his answer is like, well, I've had three winning seasons, so it's up to you to judge how successful it's been.
Yeah, I think that's like it's up to like will judge, like it's the old fourth estate thing, right? Where we're the other people that but what we do is we represent the people who have these questions.
Yeah.
Like they don't open up questions of Monty McNair to 18,000 fans and pass the microphone around mm-hmm. for 14 hours and let everybody get their question in.
Right.
No, all of you scream questions at us all day long,
mm-hmm.
and if they're logical questions, we have to walk into a press conference
yep.
and ask those logical questions.
Yep. We'll continue this discussion here in a second. Jesse Tapia, James Hamm, I'm Kyle Madsen. The Insider is sponsored by Jiffy Lube here on ESPN 1320. It is Sacramento's sports leader.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Yeah, James Hamm's there. I'm Kyle Madsen. Jesse Tapia hanging out with us because James was down at Money McNair's presser.
James is working today, people.
James drove all the way to the arena, and he doesn't live close. Drove all the way to the arena, drove all the way back up here to Roseville to the studio to do about an hour of show, and then he's going to leave to go to the Zach LaVine presser.
You get that mileage expense today, Hamm?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's a thing anymore.
I don't think that's a thing here. I will also...
I can assure you it is not.
Yeah. Okay, you would know.
Let me tell you, somebody who's asked, no dice. I tried to see if I could do like drive to Elk Grove and then use the company Lyft account to take a Lyft into Roseville every day.
Mm.
Nah, no dice. I didn't.
You should have seen if they had a company car. You could just drive like a
could
big...
Could I just drive the truck with the Odyssey
Yeah, leave the Odyssey track in at the Elk Grove Panda or whatever, and I'll pick it up from there and take it to work.
Just drive it to and from work every day. Look,
I'll gas it up when I leave it.
I'm a billboard. What are you talking about?
You pay for my gas. I got you free advertising. You're welcome. Which
there
one
it
is. 916-909-1320 is the Elk Grove Kia talk line. 916-909-1320. Maybe Elk Grove Kia can hook me up with a company car. If you want to join the conversation, please do. Remember, we don't have a call screener on this show, so it's just going to ring for a while until we can get to you. If you get bored, you can hang up and then just call back a little bit later, and we would love to hear from you on the Elk Grove Kia talk line. Right now, it's our guy, TC. TC, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, Hammer, Kyle? What's going on, man? Jesse, too.
Yes, sir.
What's up, TC?
Hey, man, check it out. So, listen, what I got to say, first and foremost, the press conference was needed, and it does matter to people like me, to other fans, to even you guys, the media. So it does matter. And quite frankly, I thought Money McNair answered the questions. I know, Hamm, and I respect you, Hamm. You came in hot. You, Sean, and Tarvey. Even Deuce asked a nasty one. But check it out. The dude stood up there. He should have had the press conference before. We all agree on that. But he stood up there and answered the questions, in my opinion. I didn't have a problem with what he said. You asked him straight questions. Hey, whose decision was it? He said it was mine. He said we came at Fox with multiple decisions. It made clear that dude didn't want to be here. What else do we want to hear, guys?
Yep.
What else do we want? Those had to be asked. That's all I got to say.
No doubt. Thanks, DC. Appreciate you. The Oak Grove Kia talk on is 916-909-1320. Our phone line is open. One phone line.
I did not have a huge issue with what Monty said at all. And to be honest with you, like, Monty's been here a long time. I know what I'm getting from Monty McNair, just like I knew what I was getting mm-hmm. from Vlade, and I knew what I was getting from Pete D'Alessandro and Jeff Petrie before him. Each of them have their own personality and their way of answering questions. A lot of times they don't, like Monty very specifically, he doesn't answer the question. Mm-hmm. I thought he did a pretty good job today. And for that matter, I think him getting a little fiery at times, that's a good thing. Like it shows that he cares, and I know that he does care deeply, and that he doesn't like that he's, you know, like whatever people are thinking of him today after, you know, losing your best player. It's tough, you know?
I didn't love his response about why they did not hold a press conference before. We were focused on turning the team around. We're a month out from the trade deadline. Okay, well, you need to take 15 minutes and answer your questions.
Yeah.
I didn't love. And then I also didn't, what Jesse brought up earlier, when he more or less is like, well, we've had three winning seasons. And it's like, did you not understand what the urgency is here?
And you're one game over 500.
Yeah, you're a game over. You got significantly worse than you were the last 2 years. Like, you're not getting better.
And you're off pace of what you were last year.
By a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think also the reason why you do have press conferences like this is, number one, you introduce the next guy, mm-hmm. right? So there should have been a moment where you answer for why Mike Brown was fired,
mm-hmm.
and then you can have it as part of the same press conference, but then have a chair sitting there and go, okay, now we're going to bring up Doug Christie, our interim head coach for the rest of the year, and we're going to, you know, welcome Doug into Sacramento,
mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like welcome him to the mm-hmm. big chair. And then it would have been like, hey, Doug, what do you think? Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They just kind of skipped that step, and then it became more and more like weird and awkward. And then they decided to have the moment where they sent Monty down with Mark Jones. And that's just a totally like ridiculous situation to put Mark
into.
And because like I worked for NBC, you're a team partner.
Yes.
Like
you're not grilling him.
They never said, hey, don't write this or don't write this to me ever once the whole time I was there. But when you're put on TV on their network, that whether the questions are pre-written or not, like you know where you're heading with the conversation. And like again, it's a team friendly, it's a partner that you pay $35 million a year to.
Mm-hmm.
For the broadcast rights. Like you pay them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not going to expect them to have Monty McNair on and just grill him. To be honest, I'm sure Mark Jones would love to have done.
No doubt. But like you said, there are professional responsibilities that come with it.
Real quick, Weezy 80 in the chat brings up a good point. Talking about before, couldn't have the press conference because busy working and all that. There's 24 hours before the trade deadline, and we had a press conference right now. Like you could have had time to do it.
We could have two more press conferences.
There could be multiple press conferences happening here before that. Yeah, that
One today at noon, and then maybe another one on Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, ridiculous. It's like you could have sat down and just said, you know what, we don't like the direction the franchise is heading, so we decided to move on from Mike, and we're excited about the direction we're going to go with Doug, and we think this is a good team and moving forward. Like, it's not hard. It's not difficult. Anyways, I don't want to dwell on that for too long.
Yeah.
The Oak Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Don, your thoughts on Monty McNair's presser? Go ahead, Don.
Hey guys, is this me?
Yep.
Oh, perfect. This is Brian. I just
Brian.
Called a couple of days ago, a little bit sarcastic.
Yeah, it was great. It was the best.
I'm a little miffed in this whole, TC's comment. Well, what do you want him to say? I want him to acknowledge his mistake. I want him to say, yeah, you know what? It probably would have been better to get out in front of this and not make my players answer questions for the decision that I made.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying you made the decision. Just say in that comment, I probably should have gotten out in front of that one,
yeah.
You know, and while you're doing it, you know, but at the end of the day, he can't. He's a dead man walking. He's out the door. We all know it. And I'm really confused why the Kings wouldn't make a move for KJ Martin, who might have helped them, when the team that acquired him got 2 second-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
It was right there.
Yep.
And you've got trade exceptions. You could combine his salary with Trey Lyles. Now you're at $15 million, like James has been saying. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And it's excuses, and it's, we all know what it is as a human being to hear someone acknowledge their failures.
Yep.
And you're just not going to get that from this front office. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Brian.
Are we sure that Monty McNair's a dead man walking?
Not totally.
Yeah, I don't think totally either.
I think he's got 24 hours to not be.
Yeah.
And like, look, if somehow they catch lightning in a bottle here and somehow Zach LaVine is like the answer to every question, we'll have to wait and see what happens. Like, I do believe that there's a possibility that this thing changes and all that stuff.
Yeah. I'm right there with you, man. Depends a lot on how the rest of this season goes. Want to talk to you real quick before we step aside. Want to talk to you about Underdog Daily Fantasy. It's available right here in California. Underdog's Pick'em game. It's super easy. I'm gonna have so many lineups set for the big game when the Chiefs and Eagles face off. All you have to do with their Pick'em game is you pick higher or lower on at least 2 player stats like passing touchdowns, rushing attempts, receiving targets. I haven't even gotten through everything that they have for the big game. And you're going to win up to 1,000 times your entry. So like, if you think Travis Kelce's going to light it up or Saquon Barkley or the combination of the two, you're going to want to get the Underdog app and play Underdog's Pick'em game. It is super easy. Underdog's the best place to play Pick'em. Download the app, sign up with promo code KYLEM, and deposit now to get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. That's promo code KYLEM. Must be 18+ and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. My big concern with my play on Underdog right now is that I keep on losing, but I'll hopefully have a winning lineup for you cooked up a little bit later on. Okay, we got to step aside. More on Monty McNair's press conference and where the Kings go from here with the trade deadline 25 hours away. We'll dive into that. Jesse Tapia, James Hamm, I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. It's ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.